gospel text for today comes from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34.
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Many years ago, I got a call from a pastor by the name of Craig Faust. Craig said, "Larry, can you come and meet with us? I have a group that would like to go on a mission trip." And since that was my job for the conference then, I was the volunteers and mission coordinator, I went and met with them, which I've met with probably thousands of people over the years to help them plan to go on mission trips. Short-term mission trips, not 30-year mission trips. That's where I first met Arlene and helped her and her group to come together and to go on. It wasn't her first mission trip, but it was their first mission trip together to Africa. And I have to tell you, when I first saw Arlene, she is this little tiny woman, but I'll tell you exactly. She is a very determined woman, and over the years of knowing Arlene, I've seen that determination and how God has used it to do great and miraculous things. And it's great for me to be able to be back in this area again and to see Arlene again. I know she's not home often, but now I get to see her pretty much every time she's home. So Arlene, would you come and share with us all that God is doing through you?
I want to share with you, first of all, what we, with your help, are doing in Rwanda. The partnership has been such a blessing to the children in Rwanda. Urukundo's priority is education of both children and adults. Our aim is to provide quality education, but also to aid the economy in our province. Rural communities are very poor areas in Rwanda, Africa. Let me tell you a bit about Urukundo and what you are a part of. To date, you have helped 103 people earn a living, allowing them to care for their families. Because of you, 1,090 children from low and no-income families are enrolled in our school and receiving quality education. Your support has enabled us to supply dental care to children and adults, especially older folks who have never had dental care. Added to that is a sewing technical school for young people who need a way to make a living for their families. And they have been youngsters who did not finish high school. You have helped us erect lightning arrestors to protect not just our school and village, but the community from death by violent lightning storms. Since these arrestors were erected, we have had no deaths in our whole community from lightning strikes. Normally, there are 5 to 10 every year because we are high on the mountain, and that's where lightning strikes. And I thank all of you for your love, your care, and your sharing. So much has changed in all of our lives because of the pandemic. Urukundo is no different. Now is the time to look to the future and step out of the box. Moving forward is making changes, and it is necessary to let go of the past and to make the future a better place. We are never too old or too young to dream new dreams and set new goals. What are your dreams and your goals? Do they include the Lord in your ministry? In Rwanda, primary school ends at grade 6. Junior high schools and senior high schools are boarding schools and an expense most families cannot afford. Education ends for too many children from poor families with the 6th grade, 12 years old. For Urukundo Learning Center, our new dream is to have children complete high school regardless of their ability to pay. Our goal is to build a high school in our local community where children could live at home and continue their education. For me, every child, rich or poor, would receive the education so needed to move forward in life. I thank all of you and invite you to share in this ministry, in this Urukundo's dream, and to help us reach our goals. So today, for a letting go and making a positive change, I am very happy to be here with you and to thank you for your participation over the years in this ministry. So I do thank you. On the table out there are gifts that you can choose to have. They are not for sale, but if you take something, a donation would be appreciated. And my book that is also out there telling the story about how Urukundo started and what all has happened is for sale. And I will sign it for you for free. Okay. So now it's time for the sermon. And I'm not a preacher, but you have to sit there because I'm the one up here talking. I remember singing a hymn in church about promises. Many of you older folks may remember this. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. I am standing on the promises of God. In any ministry, promises are important. It is also important to not make promises you cannot keep. I have made such a promise, and I hold it close to my heart. The promise is to the vulnerable children in Rwanda. For me to keep my promise, I need to let go of life as I knew it and move in a new direction. That meant letting go of friends, family, and possessions. The Apostle Paul said it well in Philippians chapter 3. This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead. Paul also, beloved, I do not consider I have made it on my own. I know the truth of that statement. For I have not made it on my own. I could do nothing alone. I am dependent on all of you who come to the support of this ministry. For without the love and support of others, I would not be in the process of keeping my promise. Urukundo is the tool God used to make the promise a reality, and hope made real is the conduit. I have heard it takes a village to raise a child. Well, let me tell you, it takes a world of loving and giving people to support an old woman with a mission. When I am asked, are you a missionary? I respond, I am not a missionary. I am a woman with a mission. A very large part of starting my mission was making a decision and then letting go. Letting go is a necessary part of living life. When we dwell on the past, we miss so much of the future. I speak to you as a person who has reached a very advanced age. I will be 91 in December, and I'm still going strong. And I speak not only to you who are older, but also to you who are younger. To the young, I caution you to be very aware. Years go by quickly, and time goes so fast, and in no time, you will be walking in my shoes. No matter what your age, the truth is, you only get old when you stop striving for what is better. Today, I challenge all of you to remember that to live well, your life needs to have a purpose. And what better purpose than to serve the Lord and His children? With a purpose, there is meaning in your life, and striving to fulfill that purpose gives your life meaning. The theologian C.S. Lewis wrote, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." Think about that. You are never too old to set a new goal and dream a new dream. I add, neither are you ever too young. It is okay, as you age, for you to retire from the workforce and slow down a bit. And if you're young, it's okay for you to stop going to school, break away from school, and whatever you're doing. But know this, please, you are never too young or too old to retire from God's workforce. Believe me, at 75, when this mission started, I was told I was too old. And you know, it was probably the thing that triggered me to do what I did. Because when you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove to you I can. And so this has been my goal, to make sure that I'm not too old to set a new goal and dream a new dream. After retiring at age 65, I prayed for a new purpose for my life. An unexpected answer came. That answer was to serve the Lord, the children in Rwanda, Africa. Perplexed and concerned, I asked, "Rwanda, Africa? I'd never heard of such a place. Is this even possible?" I did not accept this challenge easily. To leave my family and the comforts of my home at my age was a bit much. "Lord, what are you thinking?" I questioned. After much thought and prayer, I decided to give it a chance, to try it. And now I had the purpose I had prayed for. The work has been rewarding, and as time has passed, and now at 90, I'm still not ready to quit. However, I am facing an age when my body no longer keeps pace with the younger person who lives inside me. I look in the mirror in the morning and wonder where that old woman came from and who she is and why she's in my mirror. Aging takes place if you're ready or not. As the years have gone by, age has become a controlling factor in my life. I have had to accept limitations, to let go of that which I cannot control. For me, this has not been easy. And Paul's words about letting go speak to me, as I too have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. I am the poorest rich woman in Rwanda, Africa. And you know, being rich in Africa means you own cows. So when you are a bride, your groom has to give the family cows to get permission to marry you. Now, I don't really think I want to be exchanged for cows, but if it's necessary, I could do that. But just recently, we have decided it's better to be poor with 4 cows than rich with 7 cows, because feeding 7 cows takes a lot of expense we could not afford to do anymore, because grass and so on in Rwanda have become very expensive, and everybody owns a cow, so you can't sell the milk. And 7 cows, with half of them fresh and half of them breeding new babies, you really have a problem. So we have sold 3 of our cows, and now we are now poor at four cows. So keeping the faith has been very difficult for me at times. And as Paul said, and I repeat, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is a greater strength that helps us all and gives us the courage to go on and lifts us to greater heights. My greatest joy when I first came to Rwanda was to climb to the top of Kibirigi Mountain and to survey the 10 acres of ground that Urukundo covers. After the climb up the mountain and out of breath, I would sit on a rock. Rocks are hard. And then I would look at the beautiful Kibirigi Mountain and everything below it. And I would thank my God that I was a part of this. So after sitting on that rock and catching my breath and meditating and praying, I would then say, okay, why am I here? From there, I could visualize the fulfillment of a new goal and a new dream. That dream has become Urukundo Foundation, Urukundo Learning Center, and Urukundo Village. That dream really and truly is where I am content, a place where children can set new goals and dream new dreams. The mountain climb continued to test my strength and became a physical challenge. In these later days, I do no longer climb the mountain. I have to remain in the village. But I gaze longingly up at the top of the mountain. From the village, I now admire that mountaintop. And I thank my God for watching over Urukundo Village and the Urukundo family that was created by love. I, like many of you, came into the world, well, all of you came into the world as an infant, dependent on the love of so many. In childhood, we grew from and were nurtured by our families, our friends, and the creator of the mountain who loves us. In these many years of living and learning, I hopefully have gained some wisdom and some courage and the ability to let go. A banner I have says, well, and the banner is there on the other podium, and the banner says, in the end, what matters most is how well did you live, how well did you love, how well did you learn to let go? It's that last line that has given me the hardest time. Letting go is not easy. Perhaps it was hard for Paul, too, when he wrote, this thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. I know it is important in life to be able to let go of what lies behind. Moving to another continent, I let go of being the matriarch of my family. And if you can ask my family, they'll tell me that a matriarch is a very bossy old woman. And so this I had to let go of. And I trust my children to live their lives, set their traditions, set their times with their children. Having the old woman out of the way allowed my daughters and daughter-in-laws to become grandmothers in their own right. And this was something important for me to do, and for them, I gave that gift to them. I have learned to let go of possessions and other people, and not to be dependent on them for my happiness. In my adopted country, I wear many hats. Hats I would never have thought possible. I am an accountant, a minister, a counselor, a teacher, a banker, a farmer, and a construction worker. Above all of these, the greatest thing that I am a mom. I have been blessed to be the mama of a province. Even the governor calls me mama. Can you imagine that? I do have a confession to make, however. This is a better life for me. In Rwanda, what I have to give is needed. I know others could do what I do, but I am the one who is there. Having a purpose in life and the opportunity to give to others means everything to me. I am surely blessed. Like Paul, I can say, beloved, could not do this on my own. I have not made it on my own. I am dependent on everyone who loves the Lord, loves children, and wants to be a part of this ministry. Do I have regrets? Certainly. One does not live 90 years without doing things that they regret very quickly. I have even had a few shipwrecks like Paul. The idea is to learn from them and move on. We are to grow in faith and be stronger in the Lord so that we make fewer mistakes. As a child grows stronger and hopefully wiser, we are to do the same in our Lord Jesus. I think it must be very difficult for perfect people to live in this less than perfect world. I look back at my life, and I know I have lived it to the best of my ability. Not perfect, but to the best of what I could do. Life has many challenges, from birth to death. At times, I've handled those challenges well, and other times, not so well. So my advice to you, live and learn, worry not, trust in the Lord. Worry does not change tomorrow. It only destroys the joy of today. Think about that. Worry does not change tomorrow. It only destroys the joys of today. At age 65, I asked God for a purpose for my life, for my retirement years. I thought my possibilities were limited. I had no plan. God had a plan. And I am told in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Standing on that promise, I was open to an unlimited possibility for my future. My only plan when I arrived in Rwanda was to make a difference in the lives of little girls. God's plan was for me to help many others, and was and is to care for thousands of needy children and their families. When I went to Rwanda, I was only going to have little girls and 7 years and older. Think about it. I was a mom, a grandma, and a great-grandma by that time, and I'd already done the diapering and the teething and the walking the floors and all of the things that go little league and all of those class things that you do. I didn't want to do it again, and I figured 7-year-old girls would not need all the care that babies need. That did not last very long. So I laugh at myself, and I know that our God has a sense of humor, because every time I tell God what I'm going to do, God smiles and says, "Wait till you see what I have in mind." And it's never what I expected. I should never have doubted the possibilities with God in charge. And God in charge is the motto that we live by at Urukundo. The promised possibilities do not touch just the lives of Rwanda children. It touches the lives of those globally. We have become a very global mission, and there are many who have opened their hearts and in turn have become donors to assure that Urukundo can do God's will for the children and the vulnerable families in Rwanda. To make a difference is the promise. Fulfilling that promise is faith in action. As Hebrews says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I like what Hebrews has to say when they connect faith with hope, because our foundation is taken care of through the U.S. with hope made real. And hope is real in Rwanda, because we have brought many, many hopes to fruition through our Lord. Urukundo's faith ministry has offered an example to others, and how a faith ministry combined with action works to get the job done. Many who have visited us and experienced the love have changed their outreach and are making changes in their own communities when they return home. And this mission has touched the lives of so many and awakened many to the possibilities not thought of. An example is the Keating family in Philadelphia. After visiting Urukundo, Katie Keating and her daughter Katrina came back home and returned to Philadelphia and began a ministry patterned after Urukundo in its ministry. Urukundo's message of love has spread globally, not only to the USA, but to Austria, Denmark, Sweden, Germany, United Kingdom, China, Alaska, Canada, and the list goes on. We have shared our ministry of love throughout the world, not to huge organizations, but to individuals and groups of all faiths who love God and love children and want to make a difference. Our mission is education, medical care, and sharing love with the needy children in Rwanda and throughout the world. In ministry, I know Jesus is our light, and the children in Rwanda know education is the light leading to a better life for them. The children would be losers if the generosity of those who love the Lord, love their neighbor, and especially want to make a difference in the lives of children were to stop caring. So I invite you to care and to share. All are welcome, and the need is great in this very impossible ministry that is based on the firm foundation that God is love. Keep in mind always, even the impossible is possible with God. So I thank you all for listening to me and allowing me to share. Can I answer any questions for anyone about the ministry or even about this talk that I keep doing? I love to share what we are doing and what help you have been in all of this. I thank you for your time. Any questions? Okay, thank you so much. Yes. Wait a minute. My ears are not as good as you think. He's coming with the mic.
I have a former music student that went to Africa and as a missionary, and he is teaching farming, agriculture. And I'm not sure, but it seems to me that I remember him saying he was going to Uganda. And his last name is Rank, Eric Rank.
I have not met Eric, but I can't imagine a music student teaching farming and agriculture, but that's...
Well, he was home... They had 9 children, and they were homeschooled. And I went there and taught music to all of the children. And when he went to Penn State and got a degree and then went on and got a master's degree, then after that he went into mission work and went to Africa. And that's what he's doing, is teaching agriculture.
So you're the music teacher.
I was the music teacher.
Okay. I thought he was a music teacher going to Africa to teach agriculture, and I thought, now that's a little strange.
No.
What we are doing at Urukundo, and this is not normal in the grade schools, we have music, we have art, we have drama, we have library, and we have sports. So this is something our school is doing. We're also teaching computer education to kids who are under 6th grade. And to me, music and art are the two universal education tools that can be used anywhere for any reason. So I insist that we have music and art, particularly in our school. This term, when I came through here, a young man who has recently graduated from Kutztown University in art has committed to come to Rwanda and work with our teachers to teach art as a subject more closely with our children. And we have a very large music program there, and I'm just very happy about that. Books and teaching children to read and to be able to write is so important. All of our students have a desk. In public schools, there is a bench, and 4 to 6 children sit on that bench. And then the teacher writes on the blackboard because they have no textbooks. The teacher writes on the blackboard, and the child has to copy what the teacher has written and then do that for homework. Well, you can copy anything, but if you don't know what it says, you simply have written down what something is on the board. And so this is something that Urukundo is very strong on. We have textbooks thanks to gifts that we have received from donors who want to make our school a better place. And we are raising the bar in education. And this is so important because these youngsters deserve a quality education. And the more help that we get, the more of these children we can put into our school without charging a tremendous fee for them to be there. So this is one of the reasons, and I had mentioned earlier, my dream is to build a secondary school because all secondary schools in Rwanda are boarding schools and very expensive. So the poorer children do not have the opportunity to get a secondary, and secondary is high school. It's from 7th grade to 12th grade, and we have the same grades things like you do here, except it's called secondary school. So to me, these children all deserve a good education, regardless of whether they can pay the fees that are required from boarding schools. Anybody else? Now, you know that I could go on talking for about 5 more hours, but since the time is coming to a close, I will thank you for hearing me. I thank you for the you've been a donor for me for many, many years, and I am so grateful to have you in partnership with me at Urukundo. And remember, a missionary is somebody who trains most of their life to go into mission. This old woman did not even think about it till she was 65 and didn't start until she was 75. You're never too old, and don't use that as an excuse, not when you're talking to me. Thank you so much.